Select, the Father and Son Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Game Select,
a Father and Son Podcast.
Okay, so third week and third time doing that. Yeah, we have just heard that. I do add that in post-production, Brody, but you always like to have a sing-song, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
How are you this week?
Good.
What have you been up to?
I went swimming, cinema, and play Spyro.
Have you been spending money?
Yes.
Yeah, and have you got a job?
No.
Well, in the half term, you probably should be looking at getting a job.
No.
You could be a chimney sweep?
No.
Do chimney sweeps still exist?
I don't think they do.
Maybe get a paper round now.
No.
So this week we are going to be talking about Spyro Reignited Trilogy on the Nintendo Switch, which happened to appear.
Not Reignited Trilogy, though, the first one.
Oh, yes, I stand corrected. We are talking about the first Spyro the Dragon, which the original, do you know what year the original came out, Brody? Have a guess.
1998?
That's a really good guess, actually. Yeah, it was 1998. Well, it might have actually been 1999 it came out, but I know I first played the demo in 1998, which I got with PlayStation Magazine, because back in the day, you used to get demo, little CDs, with magazines, and it had like demos on it. You couldn't download demos, so you had to put it into your PlayStation, you could play it, and it allowed me to play the whole first level. How cool is that?
Cool, but it's not like the full game.
No, and you got to the guy with the balloon in that artisan world, and he said, if you want to play the full game, come back in, I think he said September or something like that. And I think that must have been when it came out then, September 99, I'm guessing. Do you know what a CD is?
You put it in something and it plays it, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the original PlayStation was CD format. So you get these demos, and you put them in the CD. They can get scratched quite easily if you don't look after them.
I mean, all CDs can, though.
That's true, and a lot of people don't really look after their CDs.
So in charity shops, sometimes find them scratched up.
Yes, it's really bad, isn't it? And you have to kind of like open them up, look at them, and really inspect them under the light. And there is also something that's happening to CDs as well, which is called CD rot.
Like microchips rot in the Skylanders.
That's true. In Skylander toys, they erode. They rot.
If you don't take proper care of them.
Exactly.
That's why I store it in a box.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people store their CDs nowadays, because they're not really using them, in boxes, in sheds, out in the cold, and especially in the UK. It's very cold. So things that are CDs or Skylander toys with electronics in them are starting to degrade because people aren't taking care of them.
The good thing about the Skylanders is in the Switch one, they've made it so it stays on there after you log them. I know we're not talking about Skylanders, but...
Well, you are.
Yeah, but...
Maybe we'll just make this into the Skylanders episode, yeah? No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. Yeah, the Skylanders Imaginative one is really good because it allows you to log the Skylanders, doesn't it?
On the Switch.
On the Switch. Unfortunately, I'm now homeless and don't have a house anymore because it costs so much money to purchase that game.
No, it just costs
I did have to sell my leg, though, didn't I? So I've only got one leg now.
No,
it wasn't my leg. It was my kidney. Yeah, I've sold a kidney for that game.
But you almost sold an amiibo for the game.
I did. I was going to sacrifice an amiibo, but then I realised... I didn't want to sell that amiibo.
It was the giant Pikachu.
But amazingly, the fairies turned up again, didn't they? And they managed to buy a £100 game, which was really great. But we have got it locked in a safe quite regularly, haven't we? Under lock and key. And it's actually guarded by two security men who really are in a special vault in our house. Because our house is fairly big, isn't it? So we've built a vault for the Skylanders game. Let's talk about your take on the Reignited Trilogy version, which is the updated one with the graphics. What do you like about it?
Can I just start with something that I dislike? So in the old one, Spyro's fire went in different directions when you did it, but now it just goes in one direction.
Yeah, I suppose that was probably a design choice, wanted to change it up a bit, but you would have preferred it to be like that in the remaster then.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the remastered one.
Well, I like that it's easier than Crash.
Yeah, that was something we did discover, isn't it? And I remember it being a lot more straightforward and more fun than Crash, in my experience anyway. And it was, me playing it this week really rekindled my love and understanding for the game.
the only time it gets annoying is it can be confusing when you're trying to do the platforming.
Yeah, you've got to time the jumps right, haven't you? Because he glides. Spyro glides.
He doesn't really properly fly, so it's...
He more falls, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't go higher.
Like, he does like a float and then he falls.
Yeah, he's like a bird falling out of a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. A dragon falling out of a tree, as it were.
I mean, he is the size of a bird more than the dragon. He's smaller than the other dragons in the...
Yes, he is. The ones that you rescue from the statues, which is what you do, are really big, aren't they? So he's clearly like a kid. And what do you think of his attitude in the game?
He can be annoying.
And why can he be annoying?
He's always saying, I'm going to go after Nasty Nox.
And you know why he does that? He's always been a bit arrogant and a bit brash. And headstrong.
That is true in every game Spyro really is.
Yeah, in the original though, he was a bit more arrogant. So they have lightened him for this remaster, which is really nice.
Can you just tell me what changed with his behaviour?
Well, his interactions with some of the dragon statues and the way he speaks to them, it's a lot lighter in tone, so a bit more friendlier. Let's have a talk about enemies in the game.
I kind of like the things that try and squish you.
Yes, there's a couple like that.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Pretty sure there was one in a Peacekeeper's level.
Yeah, that try and hit you with things.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything that squishes you is pretty dangerous.
There is something very annoying. It's the egg thing.
Yeah, they are. They are nice and challenging, though. It's something to keep you coming back. And the noise they make. What noise do they make?
I don't like it. Nyah, 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 nyah.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on. And you know in the level if you can hear it, you kind of hear it in the distance. And you know you've got a bit of a chase on your hand. The ones I like are also in the Peacekeepers level. You probably encountered them. And it's something that the game does really well. You have enemies that run away from you quite a bit in this game. And I think that was one of the first instances of enemies kind of running away.
Game to select the father and son barcats.
That's a false ending. We're not actually finished, are we?
No.
You're just singing that in the middle of the podcast for no reason.
Yep.
That's great. That's brilliant. Do you think this game is hard?
It can be, but a lot of times it can not be.
You mentioned the platforming and jumping, so is that kind of the hardest bit?
Yeah.
There are a couple of flying levels, which I really don't like.
Yeah, the ones where you have to pop all the... and.
But I've never been a big fan of flying games. I remember another game that I had to do that with. Can you remember what that game might have been?
Hogwarts Legacy?
Yeah, the broomstick flying on Hogwarts Legacy is some of the worst flying I've ever experienced and control I've ever experienced. And Spyro is not as bad as that. You can control it and it's okay. But I don't like flying levels. And the collecting everything in the game, do you enjoy that aspect of it?
It can be annoying sometimes.
Why is it annoying?
Because you have to collect the egg guys things too.
All right, so you really hate these egg guys. I'm not even sure what they are. They're like ninjas, aren't they, that you chase with the eggs. What about the music in the game? How do you think the music is?
Well, it's good and it does change in the newest one.
What do you mean by that?
By that I mean, like, it changes when you go to different bits, unlike the other one.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, actually, because in the original game, they did actually want to have the music changing as they moved through it, but because of memory constraints, it didn't happen. What do you think of the actual music itself? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Really good, really memorable, and some of the best music in the game ever. Do you know who the composer was for this music?
No.
You wouldn't, no. Because you're young and you don't know who the police are, do you? Well, who are the police?
The police who arrest people, we know.
I suppose. But there was a band, a music band called The Police.
Why?
And in that band, there was a man called Sting.
Hey, there's a wrestler called Sting who just retired, though.
Yes, but this was a different Sting.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a different Sting and The Police. But there was a gentleman by the name of Stuart Copeland who, I think he was co-founder of the band. But he's the composer of the Spyro music. And he's a drummer. You're into drums, aren't you?
Yeah, I have drumming lessons at school.
Yeah, so you'd probably really be interested in him. He was a drummer, then he composed it. And I watched some videos this week of him actually putting the original music together and how he looped it all. Really interesting stuff. And then he also said that, you know, he was a bit concerned with the remaster if they'd be able to make it sound like his original music. And he said it does.
They have done something in the remastered.
Yes, they have. You're right. You can listen to the old music.
Yes.
In the settings menu, you can put the old music on or you can put the new music on You can turn off dynamic sound within the music as well. So you don't. That means it won't change when you go into different rooms and go up to enemies. The new one sounds great. In my opinion, the old one sounds great. I played, I know you did as well, but you played a little bit of the old one this week.
Yeah, but I got tired of the controls, because the controls of it aren't using, like, joystick things.
No, and we were playing it on the PSP, weren't we? Which is a really fantastic device still for playing games, old PlayStation 1 games on.
But you have to move with, like, weird buttons.
Yep, so you have to use the D-pad, the directional pad, don't you? And I think... If I correct me if I'm wrong, but you're used to using, like, joystick?
That's what they call them, the Switch, at least.
Yes, and so you couldn't really get to grips with that. And if you used the joystick, it moved the camera, didn't it, I think, on the original?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Will you be playing any more, Spyro?
Yes.
What did you think of the Switch version of this Reignited trilogy? Do you think it played well?
Yes.
I actually think it suffers from a bit of lag, and it jumps around a little bit. And I'm genuinely surprised by how poorly Switch games run years after their release. Because I think this was 2018 this came out. And
Mine wasn't lagging when I was playing it.
What, are you saying it's just my eyes?
It might be.
Are you saying it's because I'm old again?
I don't know, because it wasn't lagging for me.
It was jumpy. It jumps around a bit. The loading screen jumps. It's like it's a picture screen.
No, that's not what happened for me.
I don't think I'm ill. I think I'm okay.
Are you sure you're not ill? Because I didn't have that.
Okay, well, here's a question for you then. Have you played any Switch games where you think this isn't very good?
Well, Hogwarts Legacy itself is a good game, but since it is such a big game, it suffers in graphics.
Yes, they've made a lot of sacrifices there, haven't they? I noticed on Hogwarts Legacy, again, I know this isn't a Hogwarts Legacy episode, but yes, the loading on that is pretty long, isn't it? I think you have to go and make your dinner, come back again, and it's still not loaded.
I mean, it once took 5 minutes just to load.
Yeah, exactly. So Hogwarts Legacy for you is one that you would think... Is there any others on the Switch that you think are not very well made?
We got rid of that game. I can't remember what it's called, but it made your head want to
Okay, hang on a minute, hang on a minute. Let's play a game. Let's play a game. The game is called What Game Is Brody Thinking Of? So, are you a animal in this game?
Yes.
What do you do in this game?
You, like, get different animal things and it goes all weird and it makes your brain hurt.
Well, everything makes my brain hurt, but yes. Okay, so are you thinking of a game that is very bad? And it's not just that it plays badly on the Switch. It's just one of the worst games ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking of Balan Wonderworld, aren't
you? Yeah.
Yeah, or was it Wonderland? It's something like that, is it?
Yeah,
and it's really... It's made by the same guy who made a Sonic game, surprisingly. But maybe he had his eyes closed when he was making the game. I don't know. But it's really not good, isn't it? And it genuinely made me have nausea and motion sickness.
I gave the game card to you because I couldn't play it anymore after playing it for a bit.
Yeah, and then I set it on fire. So there are Skylander versions of Spyro the Dragon, aren't there?
Yeah.
And you've got a couple on the table here. You've got the original Spyro and the Dark Spyro. What's your take on the design of them in Skylanders versus the design of them in the Reignited trilogy?
The design I like more is actually the Reignited trilogy design. Last time I liked the Skylander for the Crash Bandicoot, but if you look at the Skylander Spyro, his head's rounded.
Right, so what are we going to talk about next week?
Probably Skylanders Imaginators.
Yeah, I think that's worth talking about, considering the Switch version of that cost us £100. I got it as a
birthday present.
You did get it as a birthday present, but I'd really like to get some investment out of that.
I will put my favourite Skylanders on the table.
And I'll also pick my favourite Skylanders as well. I think you'll be very surprised.
Okay.
Yeah, you're intrigued, aren't you now?
Yeah. In the Skylanders show, that's what Dark Spyro came from. He did not come from the Reignited trilogy or the Skylander games.
No. And what we can do is we'll talk about that next week. We'll have a good chat about where Dark Spyro has come from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Brody, do you want to say goodbye? Bye, everyone. Speak to you next week.
Yay! Select a Father and Son podcast!